You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Come now, and I think Jolene's going to be singing for us. All right, very good.
I'll test it for you. Tasting, tasting. It's on.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell y'all that both of our ladies that come every week, Leland already said, they don't get paid. The people that clean up don't get paid. The people that come and play and help us do the wonderful music that I just love doing, they don't get paid either. They do it because they love you. And they love you because they love the Lord. He loved us all first. And everything we do here is for His honor and His glory. But our ladies, I just want you to listen to this song real close. It's a good song. God Walks the Dark Hills. And that's where probably a lot of your hearts are tonight.
That's where mine are.
Thank you.
Okay. Listen.
Well, hopefully when the music starts, I'll be the only one singing. It won't be on the wrong side. Hit it. Let's see.
God walks the dark hills, the highways, the byways. He walks on the billows of life's troubled sea. He walks through the cold, dark night, shadows of midnight. God walks the dark hills just to guide you and me. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere, by night and by day. He walks in silence on down the highway. God walks the dark hills to show me the way. Now God walks through the storm, the rain and the sunshine. He walks on the shadows of glimmering light. Helps us walk up the mountain so high, cross rivers through valleys. God walks the dark hills, 'cause He loves you and me. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere, by night and by day. He walks in silence on down the highway. God walks the dark hills to show me the way. God walks the dark hills to show us the way.
you, girl.
You're welcome. Here, let me help you up.
I need it. Yeah, okay. Boy, I'm telling you, that's not far from the truth. I'm wearing out. I've had the stuff that wore out, but now I got a body that's just wearing out. That's, a fella told me a while back, said, your mouth's giving checks your body can't cash. Of course, I was doing that when I was 20. So, anyway, we're going to talk tonight about the definition of sin. There's a lot of discussion about that. And if you would like to have a Bible to follow along at some of the verses, if you lift your hand, we got some people that will bring you a Bible. If you'd like to have a Bible, okay. Where are my Bible people? Well, there they are. Okay. Here's some over here. Okay. Anybody else need a Bible? Now, let me say this about those Bibles. If you do not have a Bible here with you, and by here with you, I mean in Clover House, or then just keep that one as the rec room's gift to you. We want you to have a Bible. In fact, as you leave tonight, you'll notice on the table some multicolored folders. And the title of that is, What Have I Done and What Do I Do Now? And it has to do with the scripture pertaining to salvation. Salvation is often an emotional time. Just simply because we realize what sinners we are. And it should break our heart. But we don't just thrive on emotion, because emotion goes up and goes down. And so when the quietness of your room, go over those verses that tell us how to be saved and what you did when you trusted Christ. And then it's going to tell you what's going to take place after you trusted Christ. And it's not the normal, and I'm not against this, but it's not the normal churchy thing that you need to join a church and all that, and you need to be involved in one. I believe that totally. But it has to do with 7 days a week warfare that you're going to be involved in. And just the prayer and reading God's Word and just to help you get through it. And those are free. You can have one of those. Pick one up tonight. Those of you that got the Bible or have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. This is kind of an unusual place to turn when we talk about sin. But everybody in here has discussed at one time or another, is such and such sin? Or do you think that's sin? Or leaving, is this sin? We argue about sin. There's some things that are universally accepted as sin, like going out and murdering people with malice or stealing. A lot of things change throughout the world. We see everything through America's eyes, but I don't know a place. I've never read of a nation, of a country, of a continent, of an island, nor of a tribe that didn't mark stealing as being wrong, as illegal. Don't take my stuff. That works in games. See? Don't mess my stuff. That's wrong. So there are things that are accepted, maybe just universally. Some are just generally accepted as adultery. Leave my stuff alone and my wife too. See? Now there are some places in our world that would prefer more than one wife. I've always thought that guy has got to like pain. Goodness. We studied in one of our classes last week about Solomon, and he had 700 wives. 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now concubine is just, you'd call it a live-in. Some people don't know what that word meant, and a good friend of mine was leading a singing in a revival, and he was laughing about this. He's telling the story. He said this lady come down during the invitation. She was just crying and squalling. And she said, "Pastor," she said, "I won't just surrender myself to God." Said, "I want to be your concubine." He said, no, lady. She thought it meant servant. She didn't get picture of it. And she, "Yes, I will be your concubine." He's saying, "No, this guy is getting frustrated and hurt." See, and I don't blame him. But there's certain things that we kind of accept just universally out here. Some sins are illegal. Some sins are immoral. Some sins are legal one place and they're illegal at another place. We have all kind of different weights and balances. Some sins are sins of commission, what we do. Some sins are sins of omission, what we fail to do. If you would, turn to Mark. Hold your finger there in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. But Jesus in the Mark chapter 7, just want to read this to you, because here's what Christ said. about that which is in man. Verse 20. He said, "That which cometh out of man, that defileth the man." They were arguing and discussing on the rituals of cleaning and cleanliness before they ate certain things. Jesus said, "That's not the problem." Here's what he said. Here's what comes out of man. "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft." Notice these are all plural, by the way. "Covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." All of these evil things come from within and defile the man. See, it's not something on the outside. He lists 13 things that just comes out of mine and your heart. You might want to remember that the next time you say, "Well, I think she's got a good heart." Bible says that man's heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? It all starts right in here. So there's things. James said this. He said, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Somebody said, "Well, you know what you do to go to hell? Nothing. Just sit there. You don't have to do anything." People just go to hell not because of what they do, but one thing they don't do. They crush Jesus Christ. He said, "He that believeth not's condemned already." Not going to be, might be, should be, already. Because why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, the Bible talks about the sins of the flesh, and we all know them. We all can talk about them. We'll argue about them. I remember the night that I got saved, and I'm having an argument with God in my mind. And I'm arguing about stuff that I'm trying to defend as right. Every one of us, somebody had said, "You ought not do that, not in your business. My life. That's just sin to you, not me. I can handle it." In fact, truth of the matter is, I drive better drinking than I can sober. You ever said that one? Yeah. Right after you said, "Yes, sir, officer." And every time we're stopped, I never met anybody, including myself, but when an officer said, "How much have you had to drink?" Always two. It is never three, it's never 14. "Well, I've had a couple." "Yes, sir, officer, I've had a couple." which that poor guy didn't know. We had him conned all the way. Hey, we've got sins that are itemized and we've got sins that are generalized in the Bible. But I want to show you the perfect definition of sin. So you won't have to wonder if this thing is sin or that thing is sin. Just how does God define sin? Isaiah chapter 53, and in this chapter, you'll recognize it as one of the greatest prophecies in the Old Testament of Jesus Christ dying for our sins. And we're going to read that because that's the setting, but that's not what we're going to talk about. Usually we spend our time with that, and that it's great. Let me just read that. It said, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant," talking about Jesus, "and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire." And there was nothing about Christ that made him an Adonis. There was nothing about Christ that made him a rock idol. Ordinary. Said he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Fantastic prophecy about what Christ did for me and you. But now then, notice verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. All we like sheep. Not all we like goats. Not all we like tigers. All we like sheep. Have you ever driven up anywhere and the sign said on the gate, "Beware sheep"? Don't you come in here, we got sheep. Sheep are docile people. Sheep don't hurt anybody. They just wander off. See, we don't have to be that blatant sinner that shoots up the mall. We don't have to be that person that maligns little children. We don't have to be that person that kills and robs and all of those things and makes the headline. All we like sheep. No one fears sheep. Nobody's ducking and dodging sheep. At the rodeos, they put little kids on sheep. Because that's not going to hurt anything. Grab hold of that wool and hang on, son. You know, he's not going to buck. He's just running. Sheep. In fact, sheep are so docile that God even used that term to talk about his own. And call them the sheep. God's people. But he said, all we like sheep have gone astray. It didn't say we've all attacked a shepherd, grabbed his staff and beat him up with it. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone's own. We just wandered off. We just eased on out here. Nibbling as we go. And everybody thinks we're good. Even though we're straying like sheep, Mama says he's a good boy. I never had a mama call me up and say he's a bad boy. My mama used to tell people, that Leland's a good boy, but he got involved with that mannequin boy. Honest truth, honest truth. Ms. Mankin said, Donald is a good boy. Got involved with that Maples boy. Now, what was kind of confusing to both of them is when he went into the Army and I went to college, we kept getting in trouble. And the other one wasn't around. I couldn't blame the other one anymore. See? But, you know, we keep, instead of saying, hey, going astray, you're not doing it right. You're easing off. You're not staying where you're supposed to stay. And the third thing really gives us the picture. He said, everyone has turned to his own way. And that's exactly what sin is. I'm going to do it my way, and I don't care. We've all think we've got a better way. That's why gangs are formed. We're going to do it a different way. But you're going to do it their way if you get in that gang. See, don't tell me that everybody doesn't have laws. Thieves have laws. See? Now, they may not keep them too much. I noticed that they're not real big sometimes about putting money on your commissary. But we're just going to do it our way. I'm going to do this my way. We set our own standards. We set our own rules. And we set our own laws. And everybody else is out of step. Think with me. See? And we keep running head on into the system. And if we don't, you're going to run head on into God. You can do everything the system says do, and that doesn't make you holy. That doesn't make you just. In fact, there's not enough justice in the criminal justice system to light a lamp. See? If you want to see injustice, look at the criminal justice system. But I'm going to do it my way. Now, is it true? I don't care if it's church, people. I'm going to do church my way.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't care if it's ministry. Well, this is what I'm going to do. What's God want you to do? What's God's way about these things? See, Jesus said, and here's where the conflict comes in. Jesus said, I am the way. And if I'm standing over here and saying, look, I'm going to do it my way, he and I are getting ready to butt heads. Because he said, I'm the, he didn't say I'm a good way, the best way, the smartest way, the religious way. He said, I'm the way. You want to get to heaven, there's one way. So, well, I just don't agree with that. Well, who cares? See, because he's calling the shots.
That's right.
Man alive, when are you going to learn that some of us just keep fighting the system? They're calling the shots. They got more money, more attorneys, more power. Just do whatever it takes and get off paper, people. See, I'm telling you. You can't beat that. Turn to his way. Lord, what do you want? What kind of way have I got? I used to love the song. Frank Sinatra sung it. You young people don't have a clue who that is. I might as well. Said Freddie Arbuckle sung it or something. But Frank Sinatra sung, I did it my way. And I would have a glass of scotch telling them I was doing it my way. I did it my way, and it ruined me. And at 50 years of age, I pulled into Odessa, Texas, broke, gone through another bad divorce, lost another good company, and was on bottom. I did it my way. Yeah. In Jesus Christ, All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. We're not necessarily trying to offend anybody. I'm just going to do it my way. I'm not starting a fight with you. I'm just going to do it my way. And I've seen people, you could say, hey, you understand this. Here's what you need to do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you turn around and leave and they do it their way. That's what it's all about. That's exactly what sin is. Whether it's inside, outside, legal, illegal, moral, immoral. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. We have sinned against him because we said, Lord, I do it better than you can. I'll just live my life like I want to. I'm forming me a group over here and we're going to have different standards. We'll have our own brotherhood. We'll have our own sisterhood. And I don't care where it's the ABs of the Masonic Lodge. It ain't going to work. Now, my way. Are you doing it your way? Are you keeping score? Can you go back and look and say, well, see, I did it my way and here's where I went. And then the next time they sent me to... And then I went to here. I tell you, there comes a time that we need to just say, Lord, I give up. I give up. Because I'm going to tell you something. The minute you do, you're a winner. See, until I really believe I could have stopped anybody on the streets of Houston in 1983 and said, will you make the major decisions in my life for me? And they would have done a better job than I was doing for myself. But you think I was going to let anybody make a decision for me? No. I'm smart. Yeah. And everything was falling apart. Because it's my way. Lord, I surrender. We sang a song called I Surrender All. All to Thee. And that's the key to victory. It's something amazing about God's business. It's right the opposite of the world's. Totally different. With God, the way up is to humble yourself. In the world, you start doing that and people walk all over you. Well, folks walk on. So what? See? With Christ, I am the way. And it's versus mine in your way, because we've decided not to follow His way. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. With heads bowed and your eyes closed. I want to talk to you just a little bit about your way. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been there, done that, and could have a wardrobe full of t-shirts of what your way has done to you and what my way has done to me. And tonight, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your way, tonight, I'm asking you to say, Lord Jesus, I accept your way. I give up. I turn my way over to you. Those of you that are saved, and some of you are, you got saved, some of you got, you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you just got away from Him. And you tried it your way, and you know in your heart of hearts that it's brought misery and guilt and agony and frustration and disappointment. And you'd say, I'm tired of this. I'm coming home. I want to come back. I failed you, Lord, but I want to come back. He's never said no to anybody want to come to him. Whether it's the first time or the third time, he's never said no. Or the 30th time. Want to stand their feet, heads bowed, eyes closed. In just a moment, I'm going to have a word of prayer, and in a moment, I'm going to ask you to come and trust Christ as your Savior, to surrender your way to Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you, if you're God's child, to turn it over to Him and say, Lord, I'm tired. I'm coming home. Our Father, we don't have any magic words or any tricks or anything else. Just I know this. There's some people here tonight that are unhappy. They're sorrowful. They're frustrated. And maybe they didn't realize up until just tonight what sin really is. We kept thinking it was drugging and those type of things, and those are sins. But we could stop all of that and not have the peace and the joy. But when we turn it over to you, we got that. So Father, tonight, as Charles saints, I pray that people will trust Christ and will turn their lives over to you or back over to you, whatever the case may be. Would you come right now? Head still bowed, eyes still closed. Charles is going to sing. I want you to come. I wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. And we won't be here long. If nobody comes, we'll move in a hurry.
I'm coming home.
Carolyn.
Well,
okay. Come on. Come on.
Coming home. Coming home.
Someone else. Come on. We won't be here long. And I'm not going to beg you to come because then I have to beg you to stay. But I'm inviting you. Please. Come on. Lord, I'm coming home. One more verse. No one comes, we're through. I've wasted many a year.
Precious year.
Come on.
I'm coming. With bitter tears, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home.
It's the last chorus. Thank you so much for being here. The food bar is open. The drink bar is open. Don't forget to pick up one of those little manuals if you need it. Turn your card in. God bless you. See you next week.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.